Hi, Dave Pegg. It's Dave Pegg on the line from Little Brittany, France. How are you, mate?
Hello, Paul. It's fine. It's a sunny day here. Spring is upon us. And, you know, I'm pleased to be talking to you about Croperty. And take as long as you like, because I'm down for gardening duties as soon as this is over.
Well, that's that. Do you know what? I've been doing that this morning as well. But my garden duties is down to my German Shepherd, a big girl who weighs 30 kilos, basically having a poo in the garden. I've got so many, it's ridiculous. but anyway, it's lovely to talk to you. We're talking about Croperty, of course, which is looming large in our diaries, isn't it? Coming up now on the 8th to the 10th of August. And
Yes.
You've had a busy year as well, because you've been all over the place with your winter tour.
We did 30 gigs. We only had Monday nights off, and Dave Mattox, our drummer, came over, our ex-drummer, who's got the record of being in and out Fairport three times, which is why he won't rejoin the band again, because he says there's no point, I've already got the record. But he came over from Boston, and we had a great time. We 30 gigs, had great audience response, and we were able to play some old tunes and, you know, go and see our mates all over the country. And in return, we hope they'll all come and see us.
Oh, I'm sure they will. We always do, don't we? It seemed to be a very high profile. I don't know whether it's just my imagination, but I seem to hear a lot about the winter tour this year. Maybe did you do more dates, or was it?
Well, we did 30 gigs, I think, last year. 25. It's quite a lot, you know. It's quite a lot of shows, but we had some fantastic nights. I mean, the last but one night was at the Union Chapel in London, which we love playing at, and that was sold out. It's just a special venue for us, and you know, we made a lot of new friends. We had quite a few young people coming out to see us, which is nice.
Yeah. I think you're getting a lot of that now. Last year's Croperty, I noticed, you know. Probably third, fourth generation now as we're going down, because you've been around so very long, don't you?
Oh, it's definitely three generations.
That's a compliment, by the way. Yeah.
Croperty, yeah. I mean, it's great. There are people of kind of my age who've been coming every year, and then their kids are coming every year, and now they're introducing their kids. So it's like, there's always three generations of people there. And
I think so.
For the band, that's great, you know. In fact, my son's playing with my son Matt Pegg is playing with Rick Wakeman this year on the Thursday night, and doing the Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is one of, you know, the prog audience's favorite items. So that's going to be good.
They're going to love it.
A big proggy kind of lineup with them and Big Train and Focus as well. So for prog fans, there's a lot this year.
There's quite a lot of nice mix there, isn't there? I love the fact that last year we were talking to Rick Wakeman's son, a pre-Croperty, about his projects with Mr. Wilson, which are always a good duo together, aren't they?
Really?
And this year it is quite amazing, because you've got Rick Wakeman there, and you've got his son Adam also playing keyboards for him on Journey to the Centre of the Earth. And then, of course, you've got Matthew, who's doing the bass there. So you've got all the generations of the Fairport family and friends. Isn't it really nice, actually?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, years ago, we'd send them up the chimney, but now they just take over our instruments. Or, you know, it's great. Time has changed.
Well, from a selfish point of view, from the audience, I guess, it's like, we love you to bits, Dave, but if ever you become too ill to play, you just get Matthew to play your bit. He's probably a bit better looking as well.
Well, he has helped me out in the past. I mean, on a couple of occasions when I've had accidents, I tore a tendon on my finger, and that put me I couldn't play for several months. And once when I was in Jethro Tull, and I didn't want to go to South Africa, so I put Matt as a dep, and Ian Anderson kindly accepted him. And Matt's dep for me in Jethro Tull on several occasions. No, he's a great bass player, and you know, Sadly, he was playing with Procol Harum, but with the loss of Gary, the Procols don't exist. He loved Procol Harum. He's always loved kind of music of my generation, really, like stuff from the 70s and the 80s, more than modern stuff for some reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Has he got hair as well?
He's got hair, but I'm afraid it's going it's going quite quickly now. But but he's playing brilliantly. He plays with the London City Funk Orchestra, the City Funk Orchestra now, and they're a bunch of like session men who get together and do.
He's very good. I've actually heard him play, as you say, when he depped with you. And he's a really good... Did you teach him or did he...
No, I wanted him to be a dentist or an accountant, you know, get a proper job, as all parents want their kids to be musicians. Yeah. But he heard Level 42 and that was it. He suddenly could pop the bass and do all that stuff, which I can't do. And then he joined a band called Blinder, and his hero was it the band they really loved was It Bites, and he later went on to play with Francis Dunnery and tour America and all over, and that's what really gave him his foundation in bass playing, I think, because Francis is such a great musician, you know. But
yeah, it's nice, isn't it, to have that in the family. My kids are talking about becoming a dentist. My lead guitar playing is a bit like going to the dentist, I've been told. That's why I don't do it. I occasionally get a bit carried away when I've got my Telecaster out and try and do a lead break, and it sounds blimmin' awful. But that's why I usually stick to just playing the rhythms myself. But I'm looking forward to it because Journey of the Centre of the Earth, at my age, I've not actually sat down and listened to that album. It's one of those albums that's always been there. So I'm looking forward to seeing it in a live environment, actually. I like this sort of thing where you get the whole album played. You know, it's good.
Yeah, it will be superb. Yeah. I mean, we've done that in the past at Cropperty when we redid the
lots of
album with Richard.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a really good Thursday night. And before Rick, we've got Tony Christie, who...
A lot
of people went, oh, why Tony Christie? And why is because we saw him and his band at the Costa Festival over in Portugal, and we were just completely blown away by him, you know. Brilliant young band, and Tony's just such a great performer. It's a Petula Clark factor that when we had Petula at Cropperty, people went, it's a strange booking, but it isn't when you've seen these people perform. And the fact that we think Cropperty has to represent something for everyone, not just one particular musical taste, which is why we have such an eclectic lineup every year, you know?
Absolutely. And you know, occasionally over the years, I've been going now since, I don't know, God knows when, ages, years and years and years. Can't even remember. I think I was about three when I started going. but what happens sometimes is you get the lineup and people go, no, I don't fancy that. Or what they got in for. But in actual fact, two things. One, it wouldn't matter to me who was playing because I'd still go into Cropperty because it's Cropperty and that magic is there, whoever's playing. But also, more importantly, I've seen so many surprise bands there, you know, like when you had Alice Cooper on and the Beach Boys, and I'm thinking, oh, really? And then Joan Armour Trading, and yet you actually sit down and you listen to it, you go, actually, they're blooming brilliant, you know. So it's always a nice little surprise when you get this sort of band in, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of bands this year which will completely blow you away. There's Three Sisters Baskery from Sweden, who are, apart from looking incredible, you know, three Swedish sisters, just are the most incredible players in kind of, it's kind of, it, you can't describe what they play. It's like banjo, fiddle, bass, but it's not kind of folk. It's very original music and you know, they'll be brilliant. And then there's Elvis Bailey, who's just such a great up-and-coming English blues singer. And people like Spooky Men's Chorale, 13 guys from Australia, who I haven't seen them live, but Simon Nicol has. He says it's going to be absolutely spectacular. We try and, you know, have something for everyone. We've got like our party band this year is the Trevor Horn Band on the Friday night, which Trevor always brings a really great selection of people that he's produced or mates of his who are really well-known performers. And,
yeah,
and
it's, yeah.
It, it is, he has the best bass guitar sound I've ever heard on that field. And in fact, he's been there before and he gave me his plectrum, which I treasured.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I mean, the band I'm looking forward to seeing, actually, are Blackwater County.
Yeah.
Mental band. Yeah. Absolutely crazy.
I've never seen them live, but the videos and the live stuff on YouTube, it's like, it's punk folk, but it's so well played. You know, they can all play really well. It's fabulous. That's one of the things about Cropredy. With whatever the band's like or whatever the acts are like, whether it's not to your musical taste or not to ours, the criterion is that they can all really play well. And we've never had any kind of... We've got some amazing acts this year musically, you know.
Yeah,
going to be great. Yeah.
The quality is always superb. I mean, the singer, Shannon Byram, has got a great voice. Do you know who she puts me in mind of? And that is when you had a Skinny Lister playing there.
Yeah.
Another great band in that sort of London punky folk ilk, which I still follow now, actually, Skinny Lister. They're great. So it's good that, you know, Cropredy is continuing to do things for up-and-coming bands as well as the more established bands. You know, it's a good thing.
You'll discover Zach's Jules gang is really good as well. They're, like, really rocking. It's like in the style of Rory Gallagher to some extent, but, like, really hard-hitting blues, you know, which I...
Yeah, do you know, he lives up the road from my daughter.
Oh, really?
In Rochester. So I'm going to interview him next week. So he's going to be on this pre-Cropredy feature as well. So, I mean, it's the 8th to the 10th of August. We are fast running out of time, which I hate because you know me, Dave, and you, I could talk to you forever and ever. There's just so much talent. There's so much talent there this year's Cropredy. Through the generations, we've got Rick Wakeman and his son. We've got your son playing. I mean, Hannah Saunders and Ben Savage is on. Catherine Tickell, Dave, she's gorgeous.
A monster player, yeah. You know, that it's going to be a really good year, I think. And there's the other thing about Cropredy is, you know, because of the variety of the music, if there's an act on that you don't particularly want to see, you can always go off and get some great grub or have a walk.
Yeah.
The village is lovely, and they have their fringe events on as well. Everybody gets behind the events. We hope to have something for everybody there, and you know, so please, you know, buy tickets early. That's all I'd say. It helps us if people buy tickets early because we can gauge the number of people to provide for.
Yeah. Well, the ever you see here next to me where this bar is on our folking.com site will take you directly to the ticket office and where to get your tickets from. 8th to the 10th of August. I'm really looking forward to it. I shall be arriving up there on a Wednesday as usual and get settled in and probably bump into you for a beer at the bar, Dave.
I'm always at the lower end of the bar near the stage, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's that bar, the bar at Cropredy, folks. If you have never been to Cropredy, why not is the first question. And second one is you really must go. The amount of people I talk to about going every year, and they say to me, oh, I really must go. And I say, well, come, you know, come, I'm going. Just come along, you know. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this year, talking of generations, I've got my oldest daughter, Chloe. She's coming with my granddaughter, Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
She's now 4 and a half, nearly 5. I've got my youngest daughter, Tamsin, who's a very clever school teacher. She's now got our little granddaughter, Mabel, who might be coming to Cropredy as well. They're going to have a little camp of themselves. It's going to be fantastic. So we'll be having generations of people in that magical field this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And remind everybody, yeah, Paul, to bring Factor 50 sun cream.
I know, because you've had a word with God, because I know you have, because I spoke to God the other day and he said, Dave's been on to me about having a sunny Cropredy. And we haven't got Richard Thompson playing, so it's not going to rain. And the weather, we've had so much rain, it can't possibly rain at Cropredy. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm saying nothing. I'm having a word with my God, but she's saying she's not sure at the moment.
Oh, well, listen, Dave, it's been great talking to you, mate. You take care, and I'll see you in that magical field on the 8th onwards.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for your time. And please come to Cropredy, everybody. And now I'm going to go and mow the lawn.
Yeah, enjoy it. Don't cut your foot off or do anything stupid like I'd do, mate.
Cheers,
talk to you soon. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.